The solar eclipse is coming. It's dangerous.
Total eclipse of the heart.
For sure. That's probably the best thing about an eclipse. Everything else, pure terror, I tell you. A couple of things that are going to be people like freaking out about on Monday for the solar eclipse. Kind of generating some wild theories. It's here's what's going on. One theory is involving Bigfoot. A data visualizer created a map called the Sunsquatch, which will show all
Raindrop.
Sunsquatch. It'll show all the Sasquatch sightings that fall on the eclipse path.
Yes!
Then there's also the famous lizard man who first appeared in the 1970s when a giant human looking like reptile tried to attack a stranded motorist somewhere in South Carolina.
Reptilian shapeshifters, man. They're real.
Bieber.
Justin Bieber's grandfather, probably.
Legend has it. Wouldn't he have been in Canada, though? Do you think he came down just for that occasion?
He's probably visiting.
I wonder. Maybe borders were way more lax back in the 70s than they are now. Legend has it the lizard man reappears during the solar eclipse.
You gotta say that way creepier. Legend has it.
Yes.
Try that again, Joe.
Sorry. Legend has it.
Yes.
The lizard man reappears during the solar eclipse.
Ooh, now I'm creeped out.
I believe it.
I believe it when you say it in that voice. It makes it more believable.
It's Lizard McGuire.
And there actually is a serious warning, because I'm afraid. Do you know what to do on Monday when the solar eclipse happens?
Yes, stare right at the sun without any eye protection.
No,
not what you do.
No, please, if you're listening
how is he supposed to see it?
No, you don't. No, God,
it's gonna be blocked. Yeah, stare at it.
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to be responsible for anybody listening to the show going blind.
You stare at the solar eclipse, and then right when you're done, you stick a fork in your electric socket in your living room, and then you put your toaster oven inside the microwave. All of those together.
Take a bath with it.
Yeah, and then you put the toaster in your bathtub. That's how you do it.
Somebody
right?
might actually do that. I'm
no,
afraid.
They won't.
Okay, no, you can really damage your eyes in like a second or two during the solar eclipse. On Monday, millions of people, you're going to have your eyes protected, because this event is like 1 in 100 years usually. The last one I think was in 1973, but it does not happen that often. You're going to be tempted to look at the sun with your eye, but it's a terrible idea. Even if it's if most of the sun's covered during the eclipse, it's still so bright that it can burn your eyes in a way that you're burned, like how you get your skin burned, but you'll burn the back of your eyes like your cornea, and you won't be able to see again. Like, you'll be blind.
Could use an eye tan.
An eye tan?
No, this is like tan mom, but tan eye. Like,
ew.
You're going to be burnt so bad. You're going to need some kind of heavy-duty protection, and they've had all these warnings out there about people are buying these solar eclipse glasses, which really don't have the protection you need. So,
yeah, where do you get the special glasses
at? You're not going to get them now, but by Monday, but
no,
online.
I need somebody to bring us some, please. We have to be a part of this.
No, God, no. All I'm doing is, depending, I have to confirm the actual time when the eclipse happens exactly. I'm not looking at a damn thing. Like, I'll stay at work inside later in the day. Because, what if you're driving and the eclipse happens and, what do you do? Like, I don't want to go blind.
Yeah.
You guys are not freaking out about this. This is your vision.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to freaking avoid the, coolest thing to happen in, a million years or whatever.
Yeah, just stick to, comets going by at night or something.
Thanks.
Like that. Like, the next comet that soars on by.
I thought I saw that a lot of Indiana libraries were passing out glasses.
Yeah.
There's the library for downtown is right behind us. Can they please drop some off at the
studio?
We can
check. So a lot of libraries actually got a grant where they were able to get money for the eclipse glasses. So maybe the library near you or near here might actually have, an eclipse event going on.
Okay, good. By the way, speaking of events, for real, Bonnie Tyler, who really does sing Total Eclipse of the Heart, is actually going to perform that song during the eclipse.
I heard about that.
Yeah, on a boat somewhere. Did you read that?
Yeah. All of it's amazing.
That is a dream come true.
Whoever thought of that idea to have her actually perform it is my new hero.
Do you think Monday will be the end of the world?
It would be kind of...
Do you think maybe during the eclipse, North Korea will launch a missile?
I mean, all of that together, it would be kind of a cool way to go out. I mean, I'm not going to deny that. It's better than just a normal Tuesday. I mean, if we're going to go out, let's do it during the eclipse.
Yeah, let the lizard people take us finally. Yeah. Please, please.
My body is ready.